1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the April 18th, 2023 College Station ISD School Board meeting. It's where the CSISD Board awarded a $6.5 million construction contract for the first phase of the district's new agriculture campus on South Dowling Road. Here's background information from CSISD's Facilities Director, John Hall.
I would like to start off by saying thank you to the College Station ISD voters for approving the 21 bond issue for $78.125 million. I would like to say that we really stretched those dollars a long ways for the good of CSISD. And, of course, one of the major projects identified in the 21 bond package was the one I'm bringing forth for your approval tonight, the Career and Technical Education Center Phase 1 project, sometimes referred to as the Ag Barn. The scope of the work includes construction of a new agricultural barn facility for animal holding, a covered practice arena, an office space, restrooms, and a concession room. The project would be located out on the 90-acre Fry Tract off of South Dowling Road. And the construction of this work would actually commence in just a few weeks, in May of 23, and the duration would be about 13 months. The guaranteed maximum price for this project was based on the competitive seal proposal process, which was advertised to the public as required by statute. And our construction manager at risk contractor, Spall Glass Construction, coordinated this effort for us. On March the 30th, 23, I went down with Tom Stewart, our coordinator of construction services, down to Spall Glass's corporate office, and we were in attendance as bids were received and tabulated. And I did attach their proposal for your reference as needed. So in consultation with CSISD and VOK Architects, Spall Glass Construction has reviewed the final scope of work, reputation of subcontractors, quality of materials specified, and other relevant factors in arriving at the GMP for this project, which is presented to you this evening in the amount of $6,561,279 for this project. I would also just like to take a moment to publicly thank Drew Kane and the whole Spall Glass staff for all of the work they did in the background to put this GMP together for us. I think I saw it. There he is. Hey, Drew, put your hand up. Thank you. Additional soft costs above and beyond the GMP would include furniture, fixtures, and equipment, technology, architect and engineering fees, construction materials testing, and project contingency in the corresponding amounts listed in my memo for a grand total of $7,552,775. So, it's recommended that the Board of Trustees of College Station Independent School District consider approval of the guaranteed maximum price of $6,561,279 from Spall Glass Construction and the total project budget in the amount of $7,552,775 for the Career and Technical Education Center Phase 1 project. It's further recommended that the superintendent or his designee be authorized to sign any necessary documents to implement the guaranteed maximum price, and that the Board of Trustees authorizes the commencement of the work associated with this project.
Comments came from two board members. First, from Darren Payne.
I know this has been a long time coming, ever since it started before we even, the original planning committee. So I'm really excited because as our school district grows and there's a lot of kids who want to get involved in agriculture and maybe can't because of where they live, this will give them the opportunity. So I'm really excited about this and enthusiastically say recommend as presented.
Also commenting, Geraldine Nolan.
I'll second, and I'm also super excited for the opportunity that this is going to give kids in our district.
In addition to the $6.5 million construction contract, it will take another $1 million to furnish and equip the Ag Barn. The facility, which voters approved in the 2021 bond issue, will have animal holding area, a covered practice arena, office space, restrooms, and a concessions room. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.